This lesson on our daily private time with the Lord is more important than I could ever express to you. And it is you, the teacher, that I must depend on to make it as useful and as significant as possible to the group. Listen with great care to their personal applications. As the Holy Spirit leads you, try your best to get a commitment from each man that he will definitely do the assignment on page 27 and 28 for next week. This could be the beginning of a daily quiet time habit that he will continue for the rest of his life. In the group study book on page 25, we talk about the elements of the daily devotional life. Let me tell you what the quiet time is not. First, the quiet time is not a time of being still. That would only give time for gosh-awful thoughts. Two, it is not a time for preparation of next week's Bible study. The devotional life is subjective and should not be the focus of Bible study. The focus of quiet time is on a relationship with a person. Three, it is not a conscience easer. It should be a desire, not a duty. Christ came to take us out from under the law. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Fourth, it is not a time to figure out problems. Problem solving focuses on me, not Christ. I need to be enhancing my concept of God. That is actually the basis of all real problem solving. Fifth, it is not a tanking up time. The focus again would be on me. What can I get from it? It is not a criterion for blessing. Even if I am unfaithful one day, I still have a chance. What is the quiet time then? First, it is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Luke 10:39 shows us that Mary, who moreover was listening to the Lord's word, seated at his feet. One thing that I've tried to do for years is to read through a different translation every year in my quiet time. This keeps the approach fresh, and it seems to me that the various translations give us a little different look at a different facet of the word as we read through. I'd recommend it to you to see if it doesn't give you a novel access to God's thoughts. Unfortunately, Luke 10:40 in the New American Standard Bible tells us about Martha and describes us to a T, at least too many of us, distracted. What do you see about Mary's example to us in her relationship with the Lord? Well, she sat at his feet. She listened to him. This time was uninterrupted by anxieties and activities and troubles. And Mary made a choice, and she would not let it be taken from her. If I'm too busy to have a devotional life, that's my problem. And the facts are I'm too busy. Jesus won't ever miss an appointment with me. Sometimes we plan too much and are distracted by the many things, though they be good. However, when I don't spend time with God, I begin to lose my perspective, so the frantic element of life is increased. Secondly, getting to know God is an important part of the quiet time. Hosea 6:6 was written out for you on page 26. Our Christian sacrifices are very subtle. Going to church every Sunday, memorizing 3 verses a week, reading our Bibles through once a year. What pleases God is not those who sacrifice, but rather those who know Him. The heart attitude of wanting to know Him is what pleases Him. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:10, that I may know Him after 16 years of walking with God. A practical suggestion on knowing the life of Christ better would be to read a chapter in the book of John each day. As you read, ask these questions. First, what does the Bible say about Jesus? Secondly, what did Jesus say about himself? Third, what did others say about him? Fourth, what did he do that others could not or would not do? And fifth, how does this apply to my life today? As you get into the devotional life of Jesus, you'll find him stealing away in the early hours before dawn for time with the Father. You have some reasons, you know, for having a quiet time at the beginning of the day, given in your teacher's guide. Let me list a few. It's like putting on your armor before going out to battle. Have you ever known a soldier to fully clothe himself in armor and then crawl into bed? Hardly. It's like getting one's marching orders for the day. We are in a real spiritual battle, and God knows all of Satan's strategies for the day. We'd probably fight a better fight if we had a fresh plan from the one who's in charge. And it sets the tone of the day. Did you ever go to a symphony concert and listen to the musicians play through and complete the score, and then tune up their instruments just before putting them away? No, you never did. So just as the musicians tuning up prepares him to play his music properly, so the quiet time is a launching pad for our attitudes of the day. It is that which prepares us for walking with God throughout the day. It sets our focus and attention on Him, and He certainly is worthy of such attention. Teachers, you might mention to your group that they should not superimpose a standard of total excitement on their quiet times each morning, any more than they would expect every encounter with their close friends to be super exciting. Think of someone you've known for years. Are all the times with them fantastic? Are any of them bad? Many average? Sure. Encourage them not to be disappointed, but to continue the discipline. A relationship does not happen quickly or automatically. You choose what you want the relationship to be. We can never lose in the attention we give to this person of love. Realize that for every need, for every problem, for every inadequacy or trial I will face today, there is something about Him that can see me through triumphantly.